Joined now by the manager, Sean Smedley, on the Carolina Ford Dealers pregame show. And a little bit of a two-week homestand here, a nine-gamer. And the team played well at the back half of last week. Your evaluation of the homestand here so far?
We've played well this past week. And, we could have easily walked out of here 4-2. But a 3-3 split against a good Lynchburg team is always a win at the end of the day. I'm excited where we have been going this season, and everything's trending up, and we got to keep these guys healthy, feeling good, and playing really well at 7 o'clock.
What are maybe a few of those extra things that guys are doing to stay healthy right now that they might not have been doing in April or May?
These guys have just been really good. They've been pros, being constant in the gym, in the training room, making sure they understand how their bodies feel, and relaying that to myself, Snides, Leandro, Levy, whatever it is, just so we can, ultimately put them in a spot to have success. And right now these guys are doing it, and it's been fun to watch.
Trevor Harrison, Pitcher of the Week for last week. That's back-to-back Pitcher of the Week awards. Where do you think Trevor's improved the most from last year to this year?
Obviously the stuff is always going to be there. He's got plus stuff, and he's has a really good mentality on the mound that he feels that he's going to get everybody out, and it should feel that way for him. But his composure the last couple outings has been significantly better for a 19-year-old, and when those things happen, you're going to find more success because it's that laser focus pitch in and pitch out instead of worrying about other stuff. And the sky's the limit for Trevor Harrison, and I'm excited to watch him go.
Last week, the pitching as a whole was nuts. I mean, 3 no-hit bids past the fifth. You don't get that every week or even every season in single A. What do you think went into that team success in pitching last week?
Just overall, these guys, they keep getting better. We're constantly reminding them, strike one, strike two, put the hitter away. And when you can do that, you're going to get some early contact. Hitting is really hard. You watch BP. It's not every ball's laced over the fence. So hitting's really hard. So if you can throw strike one, throw strike two, get these hitters in disadvantaged counts, you're going to have a lot of success. And that's kind of what we've been doing. And shout out to Flew. He's putting down some really good fingers right now and giving these guys a chance to throw their best pitches in their best spots.
How much do you think Flew has developed in that area from day one to now?
Oh, he's a completely different player. He's a smart kid. He understands the game, but now he's really starting to watch the game. It's slowing down for him. And as a young catcher, when the game starts slowing down, things get easier. So right now he's putting down some good fingers. He's working with the staff extremely well. And, our pitching has had success based off what he's been doing to help them.
You mentioned hitting is hard. Angel Mateo is making it look pretty easy right now. 11-game hit streak, almost hitting .500 across. What do you think's been the key for Angel, not just over this stretch, but this year?
All the work he's been doing with Brett down the cage, pitch recognition has been so significantly better this year than last year, and you can see it right now. He's swinging in the zone. He's not chasing as much, and he knows what he's trying to do, and it's been fun to watch, and not to mention his two-strike hitting has been extremely impressive over the last couple weeks. And when you can hit with two strikes, you're going to feel pretty good about yourself.
Smed, appreciate the time. Thanks.
Yep, no problem.